Severance Season 2 is coming to Apple TV+.
What you all did 5 months ago was one of the most painful moments in the history of this company.
Our message got out. We're famous.
All of us equally, or one of us is like the star.
What did you see?
My Audi's wife is Miss Casey.
If you want to find out what happened to her, I'll help.
She's still alive.
I want to see my wife.
We should have left.
Severance. New season streaming January 17th. Only on Apple TV+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and
Clorox Sandiva smells like lavender. Cleans like Clorox. And feels like...
All right, that could go on for a while.
Experience the long-lasting freshness of Clorox Sandiva, now available in Clorox Sentiva Lavender Scented Bleach. Use as directed.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/iHeart.
At David's Bridal, love is in every stitch. From the initial sketch to the final details, each style is designed with exquisite craftsmanship. Every wedding gown, bridesmaid look, prom dress, and special occasion style in between features handcrafted details filled with love. Come see the magic in person. Book an appointment and sign up for Diamond Loyalty to save 15% on your first purchase. Earn points towards special rewards and more at davidsbridal.com.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Our next story comes to us from a mother of two living in Virginia, but it begins far from there. Let's take a listen.
I am Miriam Ibrahim. I was born on November 3rd, 1987, in a refugee camp in the city of Gedaref from Sudan. My mother flee war from Ethiopia when she's 10 years old with her sister. They lost all their families and they are the only survived members of the family. And they settled in a refugee camp. When my mom was 16, she met with my father and they got married. My father originally from Darfur. The background of the story is that he killed a man from a different tribe. The man is an honor killing because the man is in a relationship with my aunt, my father's younger sister. So my father find out about them, they meet and know each other. So he gets so angry and he went on and killed the man. And when he came to this faraway area just to hide because the other family are seeking revenge, so that's why he met with my mom. Later, after my youngest sister was born, the situation got really very bad. I remember lots of the fight where she'd been beaten, and when we came, my brother and I went in the middle to stop the fighting. We beaten also. So he left and they got divorced. We decided to move from the refugees camp. I always have many questions about my father's family. When we moved to that place, she have to change our last name and everything. Because I didn't know this until later on the time. That's That's what I always question her, like, why you don't want us to know my daddy's family? Why you don't want us to be connected to them? So she done that actually for our protection. Yeah. So we moved to that city, and it's actually a lot of Muslims groups in that area. So I have my youngest brother, his name is Hassan, and the youngest sister. So my brother was totally different than my mom and I, because he's extreme Muslim. And then when we moved to the big city, he really fell to the trap of the imams. My mom was really upset for him. Like, if she ever tried like to stop him or do, she would get killed. So she tried her best to convince him. I did try my best, but he didn't help. So in Sudan and many Muslim countries, all students, no matter what your religion, you have to pass those four subjects: Arabic, English, math, and Islamic study. Islamic study include study Aqidah, Quran, and Sunnah. Quran, you study Quran, full Quran, okay? You memorize the scripture. Sunnah about the life of Muhammad. And then Aqidah about the life of the Sahaba and how you're supposed to do married in business. And they have a structure for everything you do. Even the way like use the bathroom, marriage, the way you communicate with unbeliever, the way you do a war, the way you do business with bank account, managing money, everything. So we have to do that. Like, I have all the knowledge about Quran. And then in that situation, I was targeted by my teachers, because we are Christian and I'm sitting next to Muslim student, and you hear the teacher, you know, say it louder, and you have to repeat after her the verses that are saying how to treat the unbeliever and how God will punish them and how they are bad they are, you know, how they go to hell. And I was like, I don't want to repeat after her. So they start like talking to me, no, you have to follow this, you have to say this because Allah said and Muhammad said, and I just don't want it. Like, I don't want it. The same time, when I come home, I tell my mom that, oh no, don't do that, they're gonna kill you. That's what my mom will say. And I'm like, I have seen these people always respond to the aggressive behavior of imams and Muslims and leaders. The response from the religious minority is that we got to do what they want to be in peace. I'm like, that isn't peace, that's weakness. And I always argue with them. So close to my graduation, I lost my sister first, and then a few months later, my mom passed away. She worked, she had a restaurant on the highway between the city of Galabat border and Gedarif. And one of the things she does, she helped. There's a lot of human trafficking, smuggling in that area. And one of the things my mom did is when those smugglers bring in those girls, she questioned them. She sees them like 9-10 years old. So when she questioned them, she offered them help if you needed help. So, and she went on and report that. But the corrupt officers went on and told the smuggler, this woman, you have to be careful about this woman because she started talking to the girls you guys bring in. Girls and boys. So I get to know her. She was not, it was an accident as I was told. It was, yeah. So now here, my mom died and spend a lot of time with the nuns. I get to know my sister-in-law. She's in a wheelchair, and my priest would like, you, Miriam, are the only person I would trust. So that's how we became friends, and then I get to know her brother. We get married to him. So after I have my oldest, my first child, when my husband left, he lived in the United States, so he would come and go to Sudan. So after our marriage, he came to United States, and he left me pregnant with our first child. So I started my own business. That my mom left farming land, and she left the house, and she left some saving for me. So I used that and I started business. I sold her restaurant. I did very well on that. And then out of the sudden, my husband also went back to Sudan at that time. My son was crawling, and then I started receiving this phone call about family members that are looking for me. And then become from then to police, receive a phone call, have to go to the police station, question, this is your family and they want you back. And I'm like, that's why my mom always not wanted me to connect with you guys. So, and I find out they know where I live and everything. I'm like, why don't you guys come and lock my door? Because we know you're living a wrong life. So what do you mean? Because we know you go to church and you married to Christine. And I'm holding my son. I told the officer, I have a family of my own now. Why are they? That's not family. The family don't bring their daughter to the police station. So he said, nope, this is their family and they want you to back. And they are right. The officer said they are right. Because if you're their daughter, your father is a Muslim, you're not supposed to be living this life. So you break too many laws. I said, really? I'm like, who did I kill? Who did I hurt? So I'm like building a business is that providing jobs for many people, including even like refugee people in that area. So like, no, you are committing adultery.
And you've been listening to Miriam Ibrahim share her story of life in Sudan before she came to America to live in Virginia. When we come back, more of this remarkable story here on Our American Stories.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
People thought it was impossible to build a firm, lifted booty and flatten and shrink your abs at the same time. But we've cracked the code. I'm Carl, the CEO of Body. That's Body with an I. And if you want to lose weight while you're firm and tighten, even that lower pooch, you need the 80-Day Obsession Fitness and Eating Program. It's 80 workouts. You'll make progress day by day. Crazy booty gains. Flat, tight abs. We tested it, and now it's your turn. There's no subscription needed. You can get this in-home program for less than $1 a workout and own permanent digital access. And if you buy 80 Day Obsession this week, you'll get a second program of your choice free. And if you don't see results in your butt and abs in the first 30 days, you get your money back, no questions asked. So get 80 Day Obsession this week and get a second program of your choice free. Go to 80dayobsession.com. That's 80dayobsession.com. That's 80dayobsession.com.
2025 is bound to be a fascinating year. It's going to be filled with money challenges and opportunities. I'm Joel.
Ooh, and I am Matt.
And we're the hosts of How to Money. We want to be with you every step of the way in your financial journey this year, offering the information and insights you need to thrive financially.
Yeah, whether you find yourself up to your eyeballs in student loan debt, or you've got a sky-high credit card balance because you went a little overboard with the holiday spending, or maybe you're looking to optimize your retirement accounts so you can retire early, well, How to Money will help you to change your relationship with money so you can stress less and grow your net worth.
That's right. How to Money comes out 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, for money advice without the judgment and jargon. Listen to How to Money on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we continue with Our American Stories and with Miriam Ibrahim's story. And so many millions of Americans end up at our shores suffering from some type of persecution, religious or otherwise. Let's pick up where we last left off with Miriam and her story.
So in September 2013, going back to court every day, just question who you are. They say their name, Muslim name, and I say my Christian name, and I say I'm Christian. They said she's a Muslim. So the judge wanted me just to say, accept what they said. And, you know, I said, okay, you're Muslim, go to your family. I said, what's going to happen to my children, my child? At the time, I didn't know I was pregnant. So my child, we have to go to the orphan because he's a legitimate child. And then you're going to get flogged 100 lashes and go to your family. And on Christmas Eve of 2013, I was sent to jail because I responded. Like, you know, you can't respond as a girl, as a woman. You don't dare to open, to look at the judge's face or talk to him. You can't do that. So you just be bowing your head down and covering your face, your hair, and just quiet. Not even breathing, like, you know, don't even. So, and before I go to jail, I have to go through to do medical tests. And then including pregnancy. And I really wasn't prepared to have a second child at that time. Martin is young, but this trial started happening and I don't think it was a good time. I mean, but God's have a different world. They said, you're pregnant. I'm like, what? I'm going to jail, getting a news that I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be really happy. I was happy, but like, what, how? I mean, just, you know, I'm very confused and I'm very upset. I'm freaked out. So I was sent there, and there's other women. When I walk in, all this face bruises and so sad and horrible situation. I'm holding my son. So somehow Martin was long day. He just fell asleep and I just closed my eyes. I said, let me pray. So when out of the sudden, I hear this deep voice. You are not alone. And I open my eyes and I'm like, what did you say? Who you are? Where are you? I'm like, so the other women in the cell start laughing. And they call the office and say, I'm crazy. They put chains on my feet. Chains, because my crime is in adultery and apostasy now. And I'm supposed to receive death sentence for apostasy and 100 lashes for adultery. But didn't read the sentence. Give me 3 days, the judge. So I remember on the track back from court to prison, I was praying and I was like, okay, God, 3 days. And it just like, oh, Jonah was in the well for 3 days. Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days. This have to be miracle that you really have for me. And I'm just waiting for that miracle. We're back again to the end of the trial. I walk in. I was put up in the cage. And there's like 50 officers around the cage. Big like it. And there's bench in there. The imam came in. And then the judge came in. He asked me to stand up. And he was very angry. The judge was very angry. So he asked me again. I'm going to ask one more time. are you Muslim or Christian? And he would say my Islamic name, Abrar. And I said, I'm a Christian. And I was always Christian. And I always be. So, because a lot of people really can see in their eyes, they wanted me to say what he said, really, because death, you're gonna die. But they don't see what I see, like, they don't see what I see. Like, I see fear into his eyes. But that wasn't on me, that wasn't on my heart. And I do, that moment really felt so bad for him to be in that position. And I just remembering that the word Jesus had said on the cross, that when he was crucified, Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they are doing. So I received my sentence that day. But the end of his word, because you are pregnant, and that was my miracle, because you are pregnant, you're given 2 years. You give birth, and there's a child. I give birth 2 years and as a child, and then after the child turned 2 years, they took him to the orphan, and they held my execution. So my church is involved. That's how the Vatican get involved. And then my husband is a U.S. citizen, my children are a U.S. citizen. The first thing we start ask before we got sent to jail, we knocked the embassy's door and we asked for help. It just happened that day I was called into the office and I was told to bring all my items, my stuff. I wasn't even given a chance to say bye to the other inmates and the ladies I know. So I left prison. From prison, I was asked to go find a safe place because my house is no longer a safe place. And U.S. Embassy is almost like outside Khartoum city. So we stayed at the embassy for a month. And then that night, just we've been called. I left Sudan to Italy. I said, they asked where I want to stay in Italy. And I really wanted to come to the state because that's what I feel. It's my children, where they are belong to. So, yeah. I was told to escape Sudan before, during my trial and everything. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not, you know, going to do that. That's why I was called crazy. I was called stupid. I'm not smart. I don't know how to, you know, to play well. But it just wasn't easy for me, because my faith and my beliefs is not like a jacket or mask I would wear when I'm safe and then take off. It's the way I would live my life, the way I made a decision, that knowing my relationship with God is not involved anyone else. It's between me and Him. That's the thing that my mom would teaches me always. She's telling me like, don't let anyone to put fear into your heart, because if it does happen, that's how you control you. I mean, you know. But fear and come control. With fear come control. So and God said, don't fear. And I know I wasn't afraid of the threat of the enemies. Of their. No matter how they try to think themselves are big and strong, but I see them weak, I see them terrorists, I see them, they use terror, they use fear, but I don't comply with that, because not my life or my future or anything that is not in their hand, it's in God's hand. So, yeah, I'm here today. I'm in the United States, my children, Martin is 9 years old. From 9 months old in prison to 9 years old now. My daughter is 7. They love Jesus. They go to Catholic school. They serve Martin as an altar server at the church. Maya want to do music when she get her first communion. She's going to get her first communion on May. So she want to do music, ministry. And she love to sing. She do ballet. She do Martin do basketball. They do karate. They're Cub Scout. I volunteer a lot on the community with the women's shelter. So they help me with stuff like that. They do a lot of good stuff.
And a terrific job on the production and storytelling by Greg. And a special thanks to Miriam Ibrahim for sharing her story, her family's story. The book is Shackled, One Woman's Dramatic Triumph Over Persecution, Gender Abuse, and a Death Sentence. And you can get it at your local bookstores or wherever you buy your books. What a trial scene this is. It's better than anything in the movies that I've seen, and I'm almost visualizing what this was like for her. To sit there and have to answer, are you a Muslim or a Christian? And in America, we don't do that. George Washington wrote a letter to a synagogue in Rhode Island, assuring them religious bigotry would not be sanctioned in this country. And he wrote these words, "For happily, the government of the United States, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support." And those words are true. It's why Miriam brought her family to the United States. A story of religious persecution, and in the end, a story of courage and triumph. Miriam Ibrahim's story, here on Our American Stories.
Are you still quoting 30-year-old movies? Have you said, cool beans, in the past 90 days? Do you think Discover isn't widely accepted? If this sounds like you, you're stuck in the past. Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. And every time you make a purchase with your card, you automatically earn cash back. Welcome to the now. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Now on BET, Wednesdays at 10, 9 Central, BET Plus original series Diara from Detroit. From executive producer Kenya Barris and BET Studios comes what Variety calls a PI drama with flair. Meet Diara Brickland, a public school teacher turned amateur private eye after the disappearance of a very hot date. With the help of her friends and even her ex-husband, Diara's on a mission to find her missing lover. Diara from Detroit is now on BET, Wednesdays at 10, 9 Central.
Kroger brand products have the great taste you'll celebrate. That's why over 40 million people choose Kroger brand products, making them a true crowd pleaser. And with quality guaranteed, you'll love your choice or get your money back. Score Kroger brand products with savings you can cheer for and great taste you can't resist. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Clorox Sentiva smells like grapefruit. Cleans like Clorox. And feels like...
yeah.
Okay, we could be here all day. Try Clorox Sentiva for a trusted clean with long-lasting freshness. Also available in lavender and coconut. Use as directed.
At David's Bridal, love is in every stitch. From the initial sketch to the final details, each style is designed with exquisite craftsmanship. Every wedding gown, bridesmaid look, prom dress, and special occasion style in between features handcrafted details filled with love. Come see the magic in person. Book an appointment and sign up for Diamond Loyalty to save 15% on your first purchase. Earn points towards special rewards and more at davidsbridal.com.